Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there, and thanks for joining us at KMBZ.com, EJ Becker and Ellen Schenck, with another Person of the Week.
Interstates, highways.
You hear the name almost every morning.
Northbound Bruce R. Watkins Memorial Drive from the Triangle.
And you probably associate it with a traffic jam. But there's a lot more behind the real name on 71 Highway.
In fact, it's a name you see in a lot of places, particularly on Swope Parkway.
There's Watkins Brothers Memorial Chapel and the Bruce R. Watkins Heritage Center. And of course, that well-traveled highway.
But so many of us see these places and drive that road and are left to wonder, who was Bruce R. Watkins?
He was the first African-American elected to citywide office, city council from the 3rd District.
We caught up with Bruce R. Watkins, Jr., to find out more about his dad and what kind of man he was.
Well, before that, he was the first African-American elected to countywide office. He was the circuit clerk.
Before politics, Watkins served as one of the legendary Tuskegee Airmen, the famous group of African-American military pilots. He served in World War II.
After the war, Watkins came back to Kansas City to continue the family business, and he became a licensed funeral director and embalmer.
During the 60s, Watkins helped found Freedom, Inc., an organization designed to help African-Americans secure a voice within politics.
Through that organization, we were able to establish some political strength. And even today, Freedom Incorporated is very instrumental in getting many public officials, not only elected officials, but African-American representation in all walks of Kansas City.
It was never Watkins' intention to actually seek political office. But he was described as a man of the people, and the people chose him.
You know, he used to often say, I'm just a simple mortician. But because of his leadership skills, thousands of people would ask him to seek public office. And that's what he did. The Kansas City riots took place. And there were many photographs of my dad leading students on a march to City Hall.
As soon as he became circuit clerk, he started turning plans into action while still working with Freedom, Inc.
Equity in hiring, that was a big issue in Jackson County at that time. Public accommodations ordinance, they also championed the fair housing ordinance, those things to improve the quality of life.
He went on to be a city councilman, and Watkins ran for mayor in 1979. He would have been the first African-American mayor of Kansas City, but he lost that election to Republican Richard Berkeley.
And he used to say, we must look to the day when no one will be denied that office because of the color of their skin.
In 1980, Watkins lost a battle with cancer, but not without leaving a lasting legacy on the East Side.
As we mark Black History Month, we choose Bruce R. Watkins and his lasting legacy in Kansas City as our Person of the Week. The Bruce R. Watkins Cultural Center over on Swope Parkway, absolutely worth checking out. Some really interesting displays, both permanent and rotating exhibits there at the Cultural Center. Our Person of the Week, written and produced by KMBZ reporter Brandon Azeem. And if you know somebody who should be Person of the Week, would you let us know? Email us, ej@kmbz.com or ellen@kmbz.com. Join us weekday mornings, 5 to 10, for news, traffic, and weather on News 98.1 KMBZ. We'll talk to you then.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.